you've done this for so many years now, and you keep running this, and it's, as you can see from the crowds, it's always very popular.
Yeah.
With such a focus on quality and getting better and trying to do all these things better, how do you try to make this evolve, and how do you try and keep this relevant so that new people come back, or the same people can come back and learn new things?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think that the biggest area of evolution or advancement has been with the ultrasound technology. And we have seen this. We're doing the procedure course now for our sixth year, starting in San Diego. And this is our third year for the dedicated ultrasound course. And there's been a lot of demand and clamoring for more ultrasound training. The ultrasound technology has gotten better in terms of resolution and in terms of portability. And to a certain extent, affordability, which allows more and more physicians, hospitalists, to get their hands on the machines and get them into their institution. And then people have them and they say, well, I don't know how to use this thing. And the last thing we want is for it to collect dust in the corner. So I think that, you know, we want to make sure that the courses stay relevant, to your point. We get feedback from people after each year, things that they want to see more of or things that they didn't really benefit from. So we've swapped out a couple of the procedures over the years. As you know, we have this interosseous line for getting another type of IV access, or you know, interosseous access for IV fluids. And we have a gun, you know, that you can sort of drill down into the bone that we're going to roll out this year for people. The ultrasound course itself sort of grew out of the procedure course, and we're modifying that and the topics based on the feedback we get. So I guess that's a long answer to your question, but it's really important that we stay in touch with the people who are across the country in the field and getting a sense of what they want to learn about through the feedback, and then just being responsive and modifying the course going forward.
When you think about quality, sometimes it ends up being this massive approach to things, and I've got to do a systems solution to everything across my institution, whereas quality can be everything from top level down to I just need to get better at using this piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Where do you see sessions like this fitting into the quality discussion?
It's a great question. We cover it all, but the focus is definitely on the individual person and what they can do at the bedside with the actual procedure or diagnostic maneuver that they're doing to make sure they're doing it as safely and as accurately as possible. So the main focus of this course is just to get each person's skill level up a notch or two, so that they feel confident working with each patient and each procedure they're doing, that they're doing the best possible job and as safe as possible. I talk in our course, in our procedure course, a little bit about systems issues and procedure centers and how to try to achieve a level of mastery for the trainees. And you know, people can implement different protocols and different curricula to achieve that on a systems level and create a culture of safety. But the focus really of these courses is for the individual to hone and fine-tune their individual practice.
How do you see that fitting into the, sort of the meeting as a whole? I mean, you've been involved in this for so long now that,
sure,
you know, quality has always been such a big part, especially the past few years. How do you see this fitting into the quality theme overall of the meeting?
I think that our pre-courses, from a philosophical and cultural standpoint, fit very nicely into the broader SHM theme, which is about individual empowerment. In other words, what can we as hospitalists, as a young, energetic, proactive, growing group of people across the country in our institutions, what can we do? It should start with us individually to make sure that we're achieving the best possible outcome from our outcomes for our patients. And in so doing, we get involved in larger quality initiatives and system-wide changes that can go sort of top down. But from our perspective, it starts with the individual practitioner. And I think SHM has always advocated and preached the importance of the hospitalist, the individual hospitalist, doing the best possible job for your patients and for the group and for the institution. So I think it fits right in from my perspective. And we, you know, we're constantly in touch with SHM leadership and each annual meeting committee and making sure that we're in line with the overall goals and themes.
And I guess when I look at the people that are doing the individual procedures and learning how to drill through the bone for new types of access or to improve how they do that access, that's the very hands-on thing that they can do. I wonder if you, when you see people going through, if you think somebody comes into this and says, oh, I'm so focused on the view from 30,000 feet that I'm not paying attention to there's offerings that can be, you know, the view from the bedside.
Yeah, it's interesting because we have created the course with a participant to trainer ratio of 3-1 to try to eliminate any 30,000-foot view for the purposes of learning the skills that we are teaching. We don't want people kind of watching from the sidelines and sort of conceptualizing what a procedure might look like. We actually want people to get gloves on, hands-on, learn where they may have challenges in terms of their own dexterity or workflow, mm-hmm. which hand is dominant and not, how to visualize, you know, the field, how to visualize on the ultrasound machine a three-dimensional sort of structure in mm-hmm. 2D. We don't want people just kind of, you know, watching from the sidelines. So the 30,000-foot view from the perspective of the procedure and ultrasound course doesn't work. We try to crack that right away and get people, like, in it and engage. You got to get people's hands on stuff to really learn this stuff.